Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. It is Monday. It is June the 4th. Kind of a crazy day as we started because David's back and like we're all excited to get back in and have the full show together.
Yeah.
And then we have transmitter issues.
And it lasted till like, what, 7:30?
And like, I've never really thought about this before, but like walking right into what's one of the prime times on the radio mm-hmm. and being, I don't know if you'd say kind of cold, but maybe. Like, we didn't have time on Monday to kind of ramp into Monday.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, now you're on. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
When I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I know y'all probably don't think this, but I really start focusing on stuff because I have to start early to focus and be, you know, on.
Right. What do you focus on?
The stuff that we're going to talk about. Why are y'all looking at me like that?
Okay. We're both confused.
Just like I'm looking as I'm getting ready. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube for stuff that has happened overnight. Like I'm looking at stuff and listening to stuff.
But there's something about like, okay, 5 o'clock, we kind of ramp up to 6 o'clock. And mm-hmm. at 6 o'clock, we're ramping faster. And by 7 o'clock, it's like, bam, here we go, birthdays, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, at that point, it's like, okay, now we're all the way ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we kind of go on that decline a little bit and then we're done.
Maybe your performance declines as we go throughout the show. I figure I'm still on my A game, David.
What are you talking about?
You said your performance declines after the 7 o'clock hour.
It's like
so the last 2 hours of the show.
Maybe decline wasn't the best.
Decline wasn't the best word. Decline, but you know, you hit that plateau and you just move on.
You're just kind of letting people start into their work day easy, right?
Yeah. Dude, don't set me
so
up
you
like
just,
that.
I didn't set you up at all. You said it, and I'm asking you what the hell you meant.
Okay, I didn't mean decline, but you get it. It's just different.
So today we basically had to start like right in. Go, here we go!
Yeah.
I am proud of you.
Why?
For how you handled everything. Because I've seen you handle it other ways.
Well, because at this point, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do about it? And get mad and rant and rave.
Well, I was only going to bother you if you just got mad. Well,
right.
And us.
But so, screw it.
And your family.
You know what, though? It ain't our fault. If they can't have it all going, whatever.
Well, it ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault. Hey, we were ready, weren't we?
Yeah, we were ready.
Yeah,
a full
were.
Show. So, mm-hmm. And that's the reason there's not going to be a full show podcast is because it's like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought once we got on, we were fine, but it was just like there's the first 2 hours are missing.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Right. So, David's back. He slept in a closet and had... just a great time in Florida.
I wouldn't call it a closet. It was more like
a bigger
storage
closet.
Space.
A shrunken bonus room. So if you've gone upstairs into a home that has a bonus room where the walls kind of go to the peak,
yep.
like maybe it wasn't supposed to be a bonus room.
That's how Bruce's room is.
So, yeah, but his room's big.
Yeah.
Like this room that David was in doesn't look big at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a tiny, tiny little room. And it had like, you could tell where the roof was, you know, where it just kind of like sloped down.
Were
you
claustrophobic?
No, not really. I was really hot though.
Because I would be.
I can't sleep when I'm hot. Okay. So.
Yeah. It didn't have proper airflow and we had to have a fan in there.
I would have had some problems.
And I was like,
plus you were more than likely in an area where there was attic surrounding you, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like the back side of the room would have been like the attic area.
So there's more heat in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's vents on top to pull the heat out of the mm-hmm. attic because it's insulated to the top.
Yeah.
So you're right there next
heat
to the
rises.
Heat.
Yeah. So it was
really
hot.
In Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was really hot in there. So, and for whatever reason, Rachel didn't want to have the door open. So for the first couple
of
nights,
we know why.
No.
Ouch,
it was two beds and it was twin size beds.
Well, that's even better.
And there was no room.
There's
even
less
if,
room.
There was even
there's less room.
There was no room.
Here's the
touching.
Action bed.
Yeah.
And here's the sleeping bed.
The action
oh,
bed.
Wow.
Hey, Rachel, now that we've been in the action bed, can we head to the sleeping bed?
There's nothing
Look
like
how
that
embarrassed
going on.
He is.
There's nothing like that going on.
That's a good idea.
There was no room for anything anyway.
Did you take your own sheets?
No.
use their sheets.
Can I just tell you, when I was 25 years old, let's say if I was David and I was in the room with two older people, I would have been absolutely mortified if y'all would have talked like this to me.
What?
When I was his age.
Like y'all, like they were up there.
Because, you know, like me, you and I were like 41 now. We, you know, we've lived a little
You've
bit more
things.
Life than.
Oh, you hush it.
Than David. And so, and plus things probably don't embarrass us kind of like they do him. And so it's just fun to make fun of him. But if it would have been me, I wouldn't have even been able to talk. And when I was 25 years old sitting here, let's see, that was right before I got pregnant with Kurt. I wouldn't have, y'all wouldn't have even been able to say any of that
about
to me.
The action bed and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, I would have died.
Well, David's better than that.
As he sits there with this big smile on his face, like, please stop.
No, we spent little time in that room. It was just to sleep, get dressed, and then go somewhere else.
All right, so we talked about the best part of the trip was the food. And yep. I get that. That's my favorite
seafood,
part of vacations,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're right there on the coast, so it's a lot of...
It's fresh.
Yeah.
I'm not a big seafood guy, though.
Ooh, I am.
I'm not the biggest seafood guy. I don't eat it a ton, but that food is just so good. I mean, it's better than any kind of, like, seafood you'll... Not to say the seafood around here is bad, but it's better than anything you'll get around here.
Shrimp scampi, crab legs, like the big snow crab legs.
I mean, get
that
those.
Sounds good. It just sounds expensive. Seafood's so expensive.
There were some spots that were like... Me and Rachel went to go eat at Fuddpucker's, $70 for two of us.
What'd you get?
I got...
Did you get lobster or something?
Well, anything on the menu is at least $20.
Yeah.
So, then I had one beer with it.
Our new deal is our old deal. Like, we're excited to go back to On the Border again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we hadn't been in a long time. The food's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Like, it's good.
Yeah.
We
went 2 days in a row.
Did you really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow, did you get the same thing both times?
No, I ventured out and got something different. I kind of wanted the same thing mm-hmm. again, but I was like, I can't do that. I want to be more adventurous in that.
Okay, so if y'all were in Destin, would you strictly eat seafood or would you kind of mix it up and do different things?
I do everything.
If I saw Jack in the Box, I'd eat Jack in the Box. If I saw, they wouldn't have In-N-Out Burger, would they?
They had Whataburger down there.
Did you get that?
I didn't.
Those are good.
Don't they have the really thin patties?
They weren't as thin this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went there when I picked up my mom in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like that was one of the spots I stopped. On the way back, another set of Jack in the Box tacos, two for $1.25. Yo.
Okay. Well, speaking of fast food and stuff, Joey and I, we don't eat a lot of fast food. So we stopped this weekend. And before we went to a movie, we went to a fast food place and ate in the car before we went to the movie.
What place
Just
did you
to
go
do
to?
It. I don't know.
Just say it. It's the after show.
Well, hang on. Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
Oh, so, it's not good. Never mind. Don't say the place.
Right. So we drive through and we both get two number ones, no onions, medium.
Because they thought maybe they're going to make out. They didn't need the onions.
That's it. Medium.
Gosh.
Guess how much it was.
Medium's number one combo. And you don't want to tell me where it was?
Not yet.
$18.
I was going to say 16.
Almost $19. Mm-hmm. It was like 18.70 something.
Did he fry out?
No, I just like, I would have never thought about it, but now that I've been around you a lot.
Well, because we do eat
like,
a lot.
Oh, because it was just, because typically we have three kids in the back and we have two teenagers that are going to eat adult meals. Like, and the 10-year-old is too. So you add that, but it was $18 just for us two.
At a fast food restaurant.
At a fast food. And so
what do you think it should be?
We get to the front. And I was like, can we have some ketchup, please? He's like, we're all out of ketchup, but I've got some salt.
What?
He said, but I've got some salt. And I literally went, I looked at him like, am I on candid camera? Number one, like I wasn't ready. I was going to almost laughed at him. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Like that. And then Joey was like, did you just say okay to salt? And I was like, I think it threw me off so much that him saying we don't have ketchup. And then he added, but I've got some salt.
What?
Like what? Who does that?
That restaurant has no ketchup.
Well, this was a restaurant. You would have thought it had ketchup because one of their main things
that
is fries.
That doesn't make sense.
That's weird to me.
So anyway, but I was like,
what
I
do you
not...
think that meal should cost? Like a medium meal.
Like $12 to get for together. Like six and six is what I...
I agree.
Because that's kind of what I remember as it just being like a little over $5 for a meal.
But as kids, it's like four or something for a meal.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day, my mom used to walk in with like a $5 bill and that'd be it.
Yeah, and you can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
So now wouldn't you much rather go sit down and eat somewhere where your meal is like $9 or $10 and you had a good meal in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather pay $22 instead of paying... you know, 18 or whatever.
I'm going to give a cheap plug. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Do a cheap plug.
That's why I enjoyed going to Steak and Shake so much, is because we got so much food at Steak and Shake, and it was like $16.
We almost went there, but do you know why we didn't go there?
It's jam-packed.
Because the line was literally, like, yes. And I have not driven by there one time without it looking like that, so I haven't gone by.
Because it's freaking good, and it's freaking affordable.
Really?
If everybody else would try to be more affordable, then it'd be better.
Yep.
Because I think more people would eat out. But here's the weirdest part. Like, you can go to the grocery store and like, okay, we're going to make taco soup, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, oh, that's a cheap meal, taco soup. Okay, so you think it really is. But then when you consider all the stuff you put in, let's go through the items. And I want you to tell me what you think this costs. Because the cheap meal that you think throwing some soup together to be cheap ain't cheap anymore.
Did you get ground turkey?
Nope. 2 pounds of ground beef. Even the fattest ground beef, how much is that?
Oh, it's like $4 at least.
Okay, so write down eight.
Okay, so eight.
Taco seasoning, about $1, mm-hmm. right? Let's see here. Mild chili beans, about what?
Any of those cans are going to be a little over $1, right?
I'd say $1.50.
So there's 3, 4, 5, 6 cans of stuff.
So that's, if it's $1.50, what's 6 times 150? You just want to say that? 150?
Nine. Is that nine?
So you're looking at 18.
And then a ranch packet, which is about $1.50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so almost $20.
For taco soup. My mom's like, it's a cheap deal. She's like, it'll last all week. You know what? It's gone.
Yeah.
It lasted 2 feedings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is that?
So what do you eat?
So if there's 5 of y'all in the house, is that right?
There's 5 right now, yeah.
Yeah, so there's 5 in the house.
No, there's 4. I'm
no, sorry. There's 4 in the house. Okay, so it's like 2 feedings for $20.
It's not terrible, but back in, like, she was thinking it was going to last all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going
to do. And here I am, like, last night, we're trying to all
probably
eat the second feeding.
Probably would have lasted feeding. Her all
week. Right.
Yeah.
So here we are at the second feeding, and guess what? It doesn't look like we have that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get to eat all that I even wanted to eat.
Yeah, so you leave hungry.
I just stop.
There was something I was watching over this past week, because we got to watch a lot of the...
Dirty movies?
Daytime television.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
But it was, like, going through how to make this certain... It was, like, spaghetti. And first the guy was like, all right, if you raise your own tomatoes. And I was like, all right, hold up. No one's doing this, first of all.
All these people from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you make your own tomatoes.
Did he make his own noodles too?
I don't think he made his own noodles. But he ended up making his own tomato sauce and included the tomatoes and the onions and the garlic and like crap. And it was like, this one is 78 cents per feeding
per,
yeah, or whatever.
Per serving.
Yeah, per serving. And then the next one, which was like... just a step above that, was maybe $1. And then the next one that took you 15 minutes to make, or 10 or 5 or whatever, was something like $1.50. And so you start looking at all that and you're like, would you rather grow your own tomatoes and do all that kind of stuff and spend 78 cents and it mm-hmm. takes you an hour and a half to make it all? Or would you rather just have it in a can ready to go for 15 minutes and it costs you $1.50?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind
of... I know. Yeah. Me too.
Who has the kind of time to do all that kind of stuff?
We were talking to a coworker the other day about how... because he worked in food at one point. And he was mm-hmm. worked with somebody who worked in food. And they were talking about the markup being about 5 times of what the cost is. So if you think you're going into somewhere to get a meal that's $10, more than likely the cost to the restaurant is probably $2.
Wow.
Right? So you're thinking like, okay, I ordered a steak and it was $14. Or it was $15. $3 is what they probably paid for all that. Because mm-hmm. you're paying for the lights and the employees and you're paying the franchise fees. Mm-hmm.
I think I was there for that. What did he say? It was like it has to be marked up
five times.
5 times or more, and that will make you money. Because if it's only like 3 times or more, then you can actually lose money doing that.
Because you have to pay all the fees.
Yeah.
The franchise fees, the local owner has to make money, the employees have to make money, there's food costs, and there's something else. I guess there's profit after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's 5 tiers of it.
Wow.
But the drink is always the most profitable thing.
Right. Because
it's like up 400% or something like that. You think of a tea, it costs them like 10 cents to make, and then we buy it for $2.99 or whatever.
Yeah, they're so expensive to buy drinks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you buy a large, you know, golly, you might be paying over $3.
When it feels like it's cheaper to buy a beer than to buy a soda.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You could buy a canned beer, which we know that there's not much of a markup on that. I mean, there is, but not nearly as much as on the soda.
Yeah, and just think about all the places that have happy hour all freaking day. There are a lot of places that do happy hour from like 1 to 7.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, you saw places in Florida, you know, I thought we saw happy hour.
I'm going to open a drink shop in front of my house.
No joke.
I always thought happy hour was always like 4 to 6. There are places now it's like at least 3 to 7 or 11 to 7 or, you know, ridiculous happy hour.
Do you see anybody famous?
No.
See anybody really good looking?
Looked in the mirror.
There are some people.
Really good looking?
No, a lot of what you see in Destin are a lot of parents and young kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so.
So you're saying parents can't be hot?
That's basically what he said.
I didn't say that.
So if you're a parent listening.
He's basically telling me and you that we're not hot.
Yeah, you just have to know that David didn't think you're hot.
I didn't say that. No, but it's very.
Scale of 1 to 10, hottest person you saw.
There were some 8s out there, 8.5s. There's some pretty hot chicks down there.
What were they wearing?
Bikinis, because we were on the beach. Freaking dweeb.
Is it funny that he's making fun of me, yet mm-hmm. he called me a dweeb?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever used that. Freaking dweeb.
David's back, y'all. And the after show's over. We don't know what. The day's all a mess because
it's been weird. We started. Yeah.
A weird day.
So we'll be back on track tomorrow, hopefully with the full show. Hope you guys have a great Monday.